opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of Salem Communications, staff, management, or advertisers.
Activist Radio is on the air.
You have tuned in to the Mark Harrington Show, sponsored by Created Equal.
Mark is training a new generation of leaders
to take on the culture of death and win. All right!
If you don't like abortion, don't have one.
The only thing that can be said to be objective truth is that there is no objective truth.
It does come out in one piece. It comes out in one piece.
I would argue that we certainly are not all created equal.
And now, here's Mark.
Happy New Year! Happy New Year! Happy 2016! A brand new year for the Mark Harrington Show, your radio activist and voice of resistance. Re-energized and rested for the time that we had on break here as we celebrated Christmas and met with family and friends from everywhere around the country and enjoyed some time to get away from this issue, if you will. The issues that we confront as a culture and as a Christian community. And so, you know, it's good to be back. And that's what we do, right? Or that's maybe what you did. I don't know. I don't do that on New Year's, but many people did, I'm certain. Probably not many listening to the sound of my voice, I would hope, but I'm certain many did, and probably had a little too much to drink. Maybe was a bit overserved. Well, if you're one of those, you know, my program's probably not real fitting for that kind of thing, but my guess is that there aren't many in the audience that have that kind of a situation today. But Happy New Year. 2016 is upon us. A big year for America, as we focus in on another presidential election. And, you know, as I think back of all the elections that I've been a part of, and there have been many, I don't remember ever saying to myself, this is not a big election. It seems like every single one of them is big. I remember when Bill Clinton was elected in 1992, I thought that was the biggest election of our lifetime. Then it was his re-election. I thought that was the biggest election of our lifetime. Then when George W. Bush in 2000 was elected, I thought that would be the biggest election in my lifetime. Little did I know, Barack Obama running for president in 2008 and then re-election in 2012. Once again, I found myself saying that it's the biggest election in our lifetime. Well, I have to say it again, 2016, it's the biggest election in our lifetime. We've got a lot on the plate this year in 2016. And what I wanted to do, and I don't do this very often, but I'm going to toot my own horn today. I'm going to toot our horn at Created Equal and spend some time to reflect back at 2015 and fill you in on the things that we have done it created equal in the past year. It's not all about the numbers, although I'm going to give you plenty of those. But it's about what we've been able to achieve in being a prophetic witness to our culture, a culture that kills its children. And what should a Christian and a Christian church look like in a culture that kills its children? In my opinion, it ought to look like Created Equal. We ought to be out on the front lines. We ought to be witnessing. We ought to be sharing the truth. We ought to be exposing the evil. We ought to be sharing the gospel on the highways and byways. That's what we do. And so when I look back at 2015, I ask myself this. Are we advancing the mission we've been given? When I started this about 5 years ago, my vision was this, is that train up the next generation of leaders to take on the culture of death and win. I've been doing this for about 20 years, and I realize my time is, well, it's not running out yet, hopefully, but it is short, shorter than it used to be. And I realize alone I'm unlikely to fulfill the vision, a mission of ending abortion, reversing Roe versus Wade, and protecting the preborn in law and in life. In my lifetime, probably it isn't going to happen. Short of a miracle of God, and, you know, we don't want to think that that can't happen, because it can. But I ask the question, are we advancing the mission we've been given? We had a lot of opportunities in 2015, and we made great strides. And I want to take a few minutes and highlight some of the things we did in 2015. First of all, we led 180 individual outreaches. 180 individual events or outreaches by that stand alone. Now, that's one every other day, basically. That's up from 114 outreaches last year. That includes new media, such as our recently introduced Jumbotron television and trailer that's been making its way across America and on college campuses and other places. That also includes the mobility of our truth truck. That is a billboard truck displaying the aftermath of abortion, abortion victims, on huge billboards driven through downtown centers. And then last year, I think one of the biggest things that happened, which had a little to do with what we were doing, but we were able to piggyback upon the Center for Medical Progress videos exposing Planned Parenthood for harvesting human baby parts. For as long as I can remember, I don't seem to recall a bigger event than that in the pro-life issue. I really don't. It was clearly a move of God among the Christian community to come to the streets. We had 70,000 people come out on August 22nd, 2015, to protest Planned Parenthood. It was clearly one of the biggest movements since Operation Rescue itself. And then we called for a second protest on October 10th, in which we had over 20,000. So all told, we had over 400 individual protests of Planned Parenthood in all 50 states, six foreign countries, the District of Columbia, and total numbers, over 90,000 people came out to protest Planned Parenthood. Now, I have to say that that was big. That was big, and I think a lot of people that would have never done anything on abortion came out for the first time. And as a result, we have Planned Parenthood facilities all across America now have 24-hour, well, maybe not 24-hour, but 7 days a week, or at least the days that they're open and they're killing children, there is a Christian outside witnessing and praying outside those facilities. That was not happening before. Not before. Myself, Eric Scheidler, and Monica Miller of the made up the coalition that helped lead this movement, this Planned Parenthood protest movement in 2015. And we're planning on more in 2016, beginning with the March for Life. The day before the March for Life in Washington, D.C., on January 22nd, we are calling for a national protest of Planned Parenthood at the newly constructed or under construction site of the Planned Parenthood mega facility in Washington, D.C. on Capitol Hill. So if you're listening to the sound of my voice right now and you are planning to go to the March for Life, which I assume some of you are, because many do every year, sometimes up to 500,000 people are part of the March for Life. If you're planning to go, then I ask you to go one day early and come and stand with us against Planned Parenthood in our nation's capital. Stand for the babies. Stand for the children. Stand for the women and the fathers. The children who are being killed and the fathers and the parents and the mothers who are being maimed, both physically and emotionally, from abortion. Stand with us as a public witness against child killing. That'll be January 22nd at 9 a.m. And it'll be at the Planned Parenthood, proposed Planned Parenthood under construction at 1225 4th Street Northeast, Washington, D.C. That's 1225 4th Street Northeast, Washington, D.C. Be part of that if you can. It's a historic move of God to shut down Planned Parenthood. They've been reeling ever since. We just learned recently that they've been dumping babies into the landfills. I mean, hard to figure, but that anyone would consider doing that, but that's what they do. And folks, if you want to help us financially, we need it. We need it. You can help us at Create It Equal by going to our website and clicking on the donate icon and give us anything you can, $10, $20, $30, $50. That'll help us send our young people to Washington, D.C. for the Planned Parenthood protest and the March for Life, the annual March for Life. Or you can write a check to Create It Equal, P.O. Box 360502, Columbus, Ohio 43236. That's P.O. Box 360502, Columbus, Ohio 43236. All your gifts are tax deductible. We are a nonprofit organization. So it's been a big year in 2015, and we're looking for more progress in 2016. We had 180 outreaches. That included 32 universities, 32 unique public universities to which we took our abortion victim photos and information to. We went to 55 public squares in downtown centers across America. That's 55. We did 9 jumbo TV venues. That is our large 9x12 or 8x12 screen in large public areas like Washington, D.C.'s at the Lincoln Memorial, like Philadelphia's Independence Hall, Columbus, Ohio, many college campuses like Ohio State and Columbus State Community College. 9 Jumbotrons. We're hoping to double that this year. Additionally, this year, we are able to purchase for the first time a mobile giant TV, LED, high-definition mobile trailer. So now we can take this almost anywhere, see? The larger Jumbotron, we were restricted by size and venue. We couldn't always get it to where we needed to go. We had to get a permit. I mean, there's all kinds of bureaucracy and administration involved in that. With the Jumbo TV, we don't need to. It can go anywhere. You just pull it behind a trailer. You can go to a college campus or a high school. You can go downtown. You can go to a large sporting event or a political event. It's given us all kinds of flexibility. Folks, there's nobody in our movement that is on the cutting edge of technology like Created Equal. We are pressing the envelope on the First Amendment. We're using the First Amendment to reach people using the technology that God has provided us, and nobody in the country is even close. I mean, there's no one even using a jumbo TV trailer. We're it. I mean, even companies that have the money to advertise aren't doing this. Folks, we need you. Join us in Washington on January 22nd and support us financially. Write a check today, P.O. Box 360502, Columbus, Ohio 43236, or go to our website at createdequal.org. We'll be right back. You're listening to your radio activist and voice of resistance, Mark Harrington. Happy New Year.
Hi, this is Bob Burney, and I want to encourage you to listen to a wonderful program right here on WRFD. It's the Mark Harrington Show every Saturday at 1:30 p.m. Mark is a longtime leader in the pro-life movement who's focused on training the next generation of leaders to create dialogue on college and high school campuses. You know, Mark understands that abortion is a gospel issue, and he is dedicated to raising up leaders who winsomely represent our Lord Jesus Christ in this culture. I hope that you will listen to the Mark Harrington Show and you'll get insight on how you can engage the issues that confront Christians every single day. Again, this is Bob Burney encouraging you to listen to the Mark Harrington Show every Saturday, 1:30 p.m. on WRFD AM 880.
This is life-changing radio, AM 880 WRFD.
Happy New Year, everybody. 2016. It's amazing, isn't it? I remember, it just seems like the other day it was like 1990. I mean, how fast it goes by, I tell you. My kids are growing up. My family's leaving the home. I mean, before long, I'll be an empty nester. It's unbelievable. Happy New Year, everybody. 2016. What a huge year. What a gigantic year of opportunity for us. Not only because it's a presidential election, just because there are so many things that are happening so quickly in our culture, to keep up with it is a real challenge. But it gives us an opportunity to be witnesses for Jesus Christ in the public square like never before. You know, they say that as the culture gets darker, the light will shine more brightly if we're out on the public square, and that's what we do. Last year was a gigantic year. This year we have even more plans for this, for similar things. We're just going to continue to ramp it up. And here's why. Because I believe it's the consistent proclamation of truth that'll bring about reform. It's the day-in, day-out battle, consistently proclaiming truth prophetically to our culture, that over the long run is going to make the difference. Now, I know we're just one organization, and it's kind of hard to figure that we alone can do it. We can't. We need help. We need the Christian church. We need the pastors to once again speak from the pulpit and involve their church in activism and outreach. We need more than just what we're doing, but combined together with everybody else, we can change the culture and win people to Christ and bring America back from the brink, because that's where we are, folks. I don't need to tell you what's happening in our nation. You know, a lot of people have proclaimed America is dead, that the America that you and I knew in the past as we were growing up is no longer the case, that it's dead. Well, I'm not that pessimistic, but I think we're on life support. I think that the patient is very, very sick, and we need to get some drug into the patient really quickly to revive him and bring him back, or else America will be dead. And listen, you know, America is a country. It's not the kingdom. I get that. It's not about America. I'm not that nationalistic, but there were some things about our country that stood, made us stand apart from the rest of the world. Unique in our founding, in our Christian heritage, and being a beacon and light for the gospel across the world, sending missionaries across the world. That's what we've been known for, and we don't want that to stop. So if the lights go out here, they go out everywhere around the world, in my view. And one thing we need to do is stand for the sanctity of human life. There's one issue that sets us apart, and that is our unique understanding of equality, that we're all created equal and made in the image of God, that we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, and they're endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, and among those are the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That's what sets America apart. And that's why we continue to fight. We continue to fight for the next generation, for my children and my grandchildren. And this year, that's why we went out and we really pressed the envelope. We pushed hard. We had 48 turnaways just in 2 months at the abortion facility out here, the Planned Parenthood and the Founders Abortion Mill in Columbus alone. We had 48 turnaways, and we had 13 confirmed saved children. That's 13 children that are alive today that we know of, that are alive today because of the efforts of Created Equal and many, many others that stand with us at these abortion centers. 48 people turned away. Folks, let me just say this. If we had more participation, we could double those numbers this year, triple them possibly. And you could look back at your legacy and say, there are children that are living because of what you did. join us. Go to createdequal.org. Let us know that you want to be part of our ministry. You can fill out the contact form there and just say, hey, Mark, I want to join you on the front lines of the culture war. I want to come out to the Planned Parenthood and witness against this terrible evil that's confronting our communities. I want to go out to the high schools with you. I want to travel to Washington, D.C. and be part of this protest movement against Planned Parenthood. Go to createdequal.org and let us know. You can also support us financially by going to our website at createdequal.org and click on the donate icon there, and you will get an opportunity to give a secure donation to our ministry. We're fully tax deductible. Or you can write a check to P.O. Box 360502, Columbus, Ohio 43236. That's P.O. Box 360502, Columbus, Ohio 43236. Some other things that have been going on this year with us. Operation Overpass. If you're a commuter in Columbus, you've probably seen us. I don't know how you could miss us when we go out to the overpasses on I-161 and I-70. When we go to the overpass at on 315 and Henderson Road, we hold signs that say stop baby killing. Abortion is murder, and we show abortion victim imagery. 19,000 commuters, that's individual people, that's 38,000 eyeballs every 2 hours that were on an overpass. Now, I don't know about you, but you can't buy that on television, really. Television advertising. 38,000 eyeballs, 19,000 commuters for 2 hours during rush hour at one of these two overpasses in Columbus. We were so successful that the pro-abortion advocates started doing it, copycatting what we're doing. You know, the old saying that imitation is the greatest form of flattery is true. If it wasn't working, they wouldn't be doing it as well. So we're going to continue to ramp up our Operation Overpass at the two overpasses in Columbus, and that is at I-161 and I-70 and 315 and Henderson Road over the next year or so. Additionally, we have our Truth Truck and Jumbotron trailer. Our Truth Truck will be traveling beginning January 16 to several Planned Parenthood facilities in the state of Ohio, along with Pennsylvania, Virginia, and Maryland, on the way to the March for Life in Washington, D.C. Our Truth Truck and Jumbotron trailer will be witnessing outside Planned Parenthood facilities in these states that I just mentioned. This is a multi-state effort to draw more attention to Planned Parenthood. Folks, we've got to keep the pressure on them. I've said once and I'll say it again. When the videos come and go, which they have come and they have gone, there are no more to be shown, as far as I know, showing Planned Parenthood harvesting baby parts for sale. When those videos came and went, my exhortation to everybody was, will you still be out here? Will you still be standing? Will you still be proclaiming the truth that abortion is an act of violence that kills a baby? Will you? Well, the proof's in the pudding. Come to Washington with us on January 22nd. Pray for our efforts to go to the Planned Parenthoods in Ohio, Pennsylvania, Virginia, and Maryland, as well as Washington, D.C., beginning January 13. Folks, we need your help. Join us. Go to createdequal.org and go to the contact form and let us know that you want to be part of our work. Set a New Year's resolution to do more for the preborn, to defend the preborn in every opportunity you get in your church, at your work, at your school, and in the public square, and join with us. Lock arms with Created Equal at Planned Parenthood facilities, peacefully, lawfully, using the First Amendment and free speech to defend the preborn on college and high school campuses, on overpasses across America, and with our Jumbotron and our TV trailer. Help us out. Write a check today. Created Equal. P.O. Box 360-502, That's P.O. Box 360-502, Columbus, Ohio, 43236, or go to createdequal.org, click on the donate icon. All your gifts are tax deductible. Happy New Year, everybody. Make it a big year for Jesus and the babies. You've been listening to your radio activist on the Mark Harrington Show. God bless you. God bless America. And remember, America, to bless God.
You've been listening to Mark Harrington,
your radio activist, sponsored by Created Equal.
For more information on how to become a witness against the evil plague in America, call Created Equal at 614-269-7808, 614-269-7808, or go online to createdequal.net.
Createdequal.net.
Be sure to tune to the Mark Harrington Show next time for your marching orders
in the culture war.